The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Cut-Rate Crime. The Green Hornet strikes again. Michael Axford, reporter for the Daily Sentinel, stood at the window of a store, one of the Norton chain of cut-rate stores. He was reading a sign in the window.
We need managers. Splendid opportunity for ambitious young men to learn the retail business. We pay you while learning. Inquire within. Veterans only.
That's a hot one.
Huh?
Learn to be a manager.
Oh, by golly, it's Joe Bennett.
Yeah. Hello, Mr. Axford.
I sure hope you haven't tossed no more rocks through store windows.
No, I haven't. Say, you were pretty swell to talk to the judge for me. Guess I acted like a spoiled kid.
You still hate Norton?
That dirty heel.
Then get into my car and I'll take you someplace.
Where?
Get it and I'll tell you. It's right here at the curb.
Why not? I got nothing to do.
You promised to tell me all about the time you worked at Norton's and why you got so sore at him.
Well, there's not much to tell.
Got to slam that door hard.
Where are you taking me?
You'll find out. First, you got to tell me about the Norton stores.
It's a racket, that's all, Mr. Axford.
Racket?
Yeah. Remember that sign, become a manager? A manager in 6 easy lessons. Only you don't live that long.
Well, most people think Norton is doing a great thing and giving veterans the first crack at his jobs.
That's just the come on.
But don't he promote you guys to managers?
Sure. Just like the Army promotes men to generals, 5-star generals. For every guy that makes it, there's a flock that don't. Look, Mr. Axford, Norton hires about 100 GIs a week. He needs 6 or 7 new branch managers a year. Figure it out for yourself.
Golly. 100 a week times 52?
5,200 is the answer. Of which, 4,192 are suckers. Like, for example, me. Most of us bust out, you see.
But why is that?
Why is that? Well, here's the job. You work in a dirty cellar where there's water on the floor, and you haul heavy crates and unpack boxes of goods, and keep the counters filled and sweep out and clean up after the stores close at 10 p.m. The work is heavy, see? The hours are long. You don't walk, you run. And you get a cough. And if you're late, they fine you. Out of your $25 a week. If you break anything, they fine you some more.
Golly.
You're learning to be a manager, see?
I know Norton is a crook,
but... He gets
but...
guys like me to work for peanuts by making us think we'll become a store manager.
Well, what if you stick it out no matter how tough it is? In that case, he'd have to make good on his promises.
In that case, he finds some reason to fire you. Like, for example, me. I was fired because I fraternized.
Huh?
Yeah. I took a sales girl to lunch. It's funny, huh?
By golly, Joe, you'll enjoy it where I'm taking you.
Where?
We're going to court. This is the day Paul Norton gets what's coming to him.
Are you kidding?
Not on your life. I'm covering the trial for my newspaper. My boss, Britt Reed, is betting 2-1 that Norton will be found guilty of graft.
Well, good morning, Mr. Reed. I mean, good afternoon, Mr. Reed.
Afternoon it is, Miss Case. What a day. Spring is in the air.
And mail is on your desk.
Come into my office. You can answer it yourself.
You don't care to dictate replies?
No, I want my desk clear when Axford comes in.
He's at court.
I know he is. He's covering the Paul Norton case. At long last, Norton is going to pay the piper. An old termite.
Is there a solid case against him?
Well, I don't see how it can miss. He went too far when he tried to gyp the city on school supplies. He should have had his wings clipped a long time ago.
He should have?
Yes. Oh, here's the mail takeover. He's operated a regular racket in labor.
Axford says it's criminal the way he exploits veterans.
Well, that's true. Axford got a line out of the other day when that young fellow was arrested for smashing Norton's window. What was that boy's name?
Joe Bennett.
Yeah, that's it.
Axford reported that Norton gets veterans to work for him by promising a great opportunity, a chance to manage a store.
Yeah. But the veterans don't last that long. He breaks them with overwork.
What has that to do with his school deal?
Nothing. That's a separate proposition. He really stuck his neck out on that one. He wrangled a contract with the city to furnish school supplies.
Didn't he deliver?
Well, he delivered all right, but the stuff was shoddy. He didn't deliver what he charged for.
How did he expect to get away with it?
Well, he must have thought he had the right man on his payroll. He had someone in the Board of Education who was to cover up for him, but something slipped. And today, Paul Norton gets the works.
You hope.
Can't miss.
Oh, that's Axford now.
Hey!
See?
Come on, Axford.
Pete, I just came from the Norton trial. Oh, hello, Kate.
Is it finished?
That it is.
Just a minute. Miss Case, get Jenks on the line. I want to be sure the trial gets full display.
Right.
Don't leave. Use my phone.
Hey, Reed, now wait a minute.
Hello,
sorry. Wait till you hear. Maybe you won't want to talk to Jenks.
Why not, Axford?
Norton beat the rap.
What's that?
Reed, it was awful. Norton's lawyer made the district attorney look like 30 cents. And me there with young Joe Bennett, who was to see Norton get the works.
Jenks is on the line, Mr. Reed.
Keep him there for a minute. What happened, Axford?
Norton's lawyer was popping up like a jumper jack, objecting to this and that, and getting sustained by the judge. And the district attorney didn't have all the evidence he thought he had.
Why not?
Someone was covering up. There were some files missing, papers that had disappeared.
Jenks is still waiting, Mr. Reed.
Tell him to come in here.
It was the same old story, Reed. The red tape of the law on account of some of the evidence wasn't gotten in the right way.
You said some files and papers were missing?
Yeah, that too.
Who's covering up for Norton?
That I don't know, but someone is.
Where's Jenks?
He's on his way.
How long does it take him to walk down the hall from the city room?
In here, Jenks.
Been waiting for you, Axford. How about that story on Norton's conviction?
You can forget it, Jenks.
Well, I didn't count on it.
Go after Norton on another angle. Tell the world how he's piled up a fortune by exploiting manpower.
What'd you have in mind?
We'll do a series by Joe Bennett, written in the first person. We'll tell the public what Norton promises, what he pays, and how he avoids keeping his promises.
By Joe Bennett?
Yes. Get him in here, Axford. I'll sign him up.
Maybe he can't handle it.
I can help him whip his story into shape.
Put Lowry on it, Jenks. He can get Bennett's facts and ghost the series.
Okay, Mr. Reed. You're the boss.
Now, here's your lead. The Jap Army couldn't lick him in 3 years, but Paul Norton did it in 3 months. Got that?
I got it.
Get the announcement set up, and as soon as I get Bennett's name on a contract, I'll give you the word to let her roll.
Here you are, lady. Joe Bennett, personal story. Read all about it.
Yes, I'm here, you are, sir.
Let the lights be pepper.
And tomorrow, Joe Bennett will reveal the promises which were made and never kept.
Is that all there is to the first installment, Norton?
Yeah.
There's nothing much to it. Why do you suppose the Sentinel is paying out good cash for that kind of stuff?
Young Reed was very disappointed when I didn't go to jail. He probably thinks he's going to hurt me with drool like this.
Norton, I don't like the looks of it.
What do you mean, Sanders?
Britt Reed is no fool. I wonder if he hired Bennett to write this series or to tell a lot of things that cannot be written and published.
Explain yourself, Sanders.
We nearly went to jail on that school deal.
I knew that Potter would see that certain records disappeared. I wasn't worried.
Well, I was, and I still am.
Without the purchase and sales invoices, no one can prove that we contracted to deliver better grade supplies.
You might be wrong about that.
Why?
Someone might dig up a witness.
What is this to do with Joe Bennett?
Didn't you handle the school supplies through Store 15?
Yeah.
Didn't Joe Bennett work in Store 15?
Yes, but he wouldn't know about our business. He was a stock boy, a trainee in the basement.
He might have overheard some talk. Might have snooped on a phone call or something.
I'm not worried.
Oh, you're the one who should be worried, Norton. I'm pretty much in the clear. I do a legitimate job of getting orders for supplies from the various city departments. I see that they pay top prices and turn the orders over to you. You deliver goods that don't come up to specifications. You're the one who's responsible, not me.
Don't kid yourself. When you take a cut of the profits, you make yourself as liable as anyone else. And you do take a cut. Have you any idea how much I've paid you?
Mm-hmm. Down to the last penny. I keep a record in a notebook.
A written record? You must be crazy.
No, don't worry about it.
Where is it?
It's in a safe place. I keep it just so you won't double-cross me. Now, Norton, you'd better do something about Joe Bennett. Get him away from that newspaper job. Those sharp reporters might help him remember a few things.
I'll handle it.
If he does know something, we've got to find it out. Get him back on your payroll. We'll question him.
I wonder if he's already given the Sentinel some information.
If he has, we've got to know it so we can act accordingly.
Sanders, you're right. I'll send for Joe Bennett. I'll have a talk with him. Bennett, your articles have touched me deeply. I propose to turn over a new leaf, to make amends.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Norton, that's swell.
Your articles have accomplished their purpose. So now I want you to leave the Sentinel and come back to the Norton family.
Oh, but I don't know...
I want you to help me make adjustments. I have a cottage on Sunset Bay that I rent out. It's near my own cottage on Lakeshore Drive. Now, I want you to go there for a couple of weeks. Get some rest and sunshine. I'll go to my place and we'll be near each other so we can talk things over.
You've been swell to me, Mr. Reed, but I figure I should go back to Mr. Norton and help him make the readjustments.
Of course you should, Joe. Norton wants to turn over a new leaf.
New leaf, me I.
As soon as we've talked things over, he's going to make me manager of a small store.
He's worried, that's what. He's getting a bad reaction from your columns and wants them stopped.
Nonsense, Axford. Bennett hasn't written a stick that would worry Paul Norton.
Maybe not so far, but he's afraid of what's to come.
Joe, don't mind Axford. You go to that beach cottage and meet Norton halfway.
Yes, sir, Mr. Reed. And thanks.
Reed, I don't
Axford,
think...
Axford, ask Miss Case to call my partner, will you? Have her tell Cato I'll be home early for dinner. No use arguing with Bennett, Cato. He believed all that Norton told him.
Well, perhaps Norton tell truth.
Oh, not a chance. He can't possibly do the things he promises. Bennett is just one of hundreds of men in the same situation. Why is he treating Bennett this way? Why did he single him out?
Well, perhaps he afraid of what Bennett say in newspaper.
Bennett didn't say anything to hurt Norton. I was disappointed in his stuff.
What matter, Mr. Britt?
I wonder if Bennett was pulling his punches. I wonder if he could have told a lot more.
Well, it's possible.
If he knew more about Norton, then he'd tell me.
There must be some reason why Norton afraid of Bennett.
He's moving to that beach house tomorrow, Cato. Tomorrow night, I think we'll call on him. He'll be alone out there. It'll be a splendid opportunity to make him talk. He wouldn't talk to me in the office. Perhaps he'll talk to the Green Hornet at the beach house.
The day after Joe Bennett left the employ of Britt Reed and the Daily Sentinel, he moved to the small but comfortable beach house owned by Paul Norton. And that night, Britt made preparations to appear as the much-sought-for Green Hornet. Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in the bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming black beauty sped into the darkness.
There's the house, kiddo.
Oh, it's quite deserted at this point on the beach.
Yes.
Am I to go with you?
You'd better come and stand guard at the door in case someone comes along.
Are servants in the house?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, there's a light in window.
Take a look in that window before we go in.
Mr. Britt, look at door.
Huh? It's open.
Yes.
It isn't warm tonight. I wonder if he's gone out.
You see in window?
Kato, look in there.
But man is on floor.
Bennett, come on, Kato, go inside. Keep your gun handy. Close the door.
Oh. Don't hit me, and I can't tell you anything.
Take it easy.
Don't hit me again.
Steady.
Oh, he badly hurt.
Only half conscious. Well, this stuff will revive him. Here, Bennett, take a deep breath.
Don't hit me anymore.
Deep breath now. That's it. Nobody's going to hit you anymore. Turn out that light.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, wait.
It's all right, Bennett. I turn the lights out, that's all.
Who are you?
I want to help you. Get up. Sit in this chair. There. You better tell me what you know. What happened to you? Who beat you up?
I don't know. They said they were detectives.
Detectives?
They tried to make me tell a lot of things.
What sort of things?
About Mr. Norton. I don't know anything about Mr. Norton.
What did they think you knew?
They thought I might be able to to tell him something so the district attorney could start a new trial.
Well, that's very interesting. Tell me some more about them.
I can't tell anything. I don't know anything. I don't.
What did they look like?
Well, they... I don't know.
You mean you're afraid to talk? Is that it?
Well, I...
Did they warn you to keep your mouth shut? Did they?
Yeah.
They told you if you squealed, they'd come back and knock you around some more, is that it?
Well, yeah, they did.
How did you get that cut on your chin? Did they give you that?
One of them... Well, that is, I...
Speak up.
One of them wore a ring. I guess the ring cut me.
Then they didn't wear gloves.
No.
Stay right where you are.
What are you going to do?
Be quiet, Bennett. Hello, operator? This is an emergency. Get the police. The Norton Cottage at Sunset Bay. The name is Bennett. And hurry.
What did you do that for?
Get this, Bennett. Those men weren't police detectives any more than I am. They were hoodlums, and if they didn't wear gloves, they left fingerprints all around this room. Tell the police to look at the inside doorknob. To look at your suitcase, which was obviously searched. Then look anywhere else where those men might have left fingerprints. Tell them to find out who they are and why they slugged you. There's a lamp on the table. You can turn it on as soon as I've gone.
A lamp. Lamp on the table. Here it is. There. I wonder who... My gosh. Here, right next to the telephone. The seal of the Green Hornet.
Kiddo, the answer is obvious. Those men weren't detectives.
No, Mr. Britt.
There's only one man who would want to know how much Bennett could tell. Just one man who would be in a position to put Bennett in that isolated cabin where he could be attacked by hoodlums.
You mean Mr. Norton?
Yes, Mr. Paul Norton. And we're going to call on him right now.
Sanders, I can't say that I'm thoroughly in accord with what you've done.
I admit it's drastic, but we've got to know whether or not Bennett is dangerous to us.
But sending a couple of thugs out to call on him...
I told them to report here at your cottage when they got through.
Here? Confound it, Sanders, you shouldn't do that.
Why not, Norton? This is your party as much as it is mine.
Hi.
Oh, come in, Butch.
Come on in, Pete.
You two know Mr. Norton, don't you?
Yeah. We know him by reputation, don't we, Pete?
Yeah.
What'd you find out?
Bennett don't know a thing. Are you sure of that?
Dead sure.
The way we handled him, he'd have squealed if he'd known anything.
Maybe he'll squeal about the way you treated him.
Yeah, he won't talk. We took care of that, didn't we, Butch?
You didn't kill him?
Nah. We made him think we were from the DA's office. You figure there's no use squawking to the cops.
But I hope you didn't go too far.
Well, we didn't do nothing that he won't get over. We just knocked him around a little bit.
All right, that's all we wanted to know. Here's the cash I promised you.
Thanks, Sanders.
You got any other jobs you want us to handle?
When I have, I'll let you know.
Okay.
So long.
So long.
Bye, boys.
Well, Sanders, I must admit you had the right idea.
Well, it's good to know we have nothing to worry about.
Nothing except Butch and Pete. If they ever decide to
no,
talk...
No, they won't. You see, my little black notebook contains a few facts against those two as well. Huh. Facts that I can use when necessary. Now, what are you going to do with Bennett?
I'll install him as a manager of one of the small stores and... let him stay there a couple of months and then discharge him. He'll be an example to the other boys. He'll prove that a man must have plenty of training before he's ready to take over management.
I wonder if that's Butch coming back.
Back up.
Hey, what the...
mask.
You sign.
You. You're the Green Hornet.
That saves introductions.
Is that a bomb in your hand?
No, but it may hit you with the impact of a bomb.
Why, looks like a radio.
That's right. It's tuned to the police wavelength.
Well, what in the world is...
I've had a race against time. I wanted to get here before a certain police broadcast went on the air.
You came here to operate a radio for us?
I came from your other cottage on Sunset Bay.
What?
The one you loaned to Bennett. I dropped in to tell you two a few things. Bennett knows more than you think. He sold out to me.
Sold out?
He knows better than to double-cross me. That's why he took a beating from your hoodlums.
I don't believe you.
I thought you might be hard to convince. That's why I brought this radio.
Calling all cars. Calling all cars. All cars, attention.
All cars. This may be the one. We can use a little more volume on this.
All cars, be on watch for Green Hornet. Wanted in connection with attack at Sunset Bay.
Sunset Bay.
All cars, attention. Be on lookout for Butch Dooley
Butch.
And Pete Loomis.
Pete.
Wanted for questioning.
It's a little more than I expected. They left their fingerprints around. Police must have had them on file.
Green Hornet at large, all cars be...
I suppose neither of you two know why Dooley and Loomis went to your other cottage on Sunset Bay?
Why, of course not.
We know nothing about those two.
Then how do you account for this? Take a look out there beside the walk.
Who's that?
There are two men out there. The men I just mentioned.
Butch and Pete.
You killed them.
They're not dead, but they'll be unconscious until the police get hold of them.
You brought them here. You brought them here yourself, and you're trying to frame me.
You and I both know that's a lie. I saw them coming out of this house, Norton. Don't try to bluff me.
You can't prove
it. I don't have to prove anything. I'm not tied up with red tape like the district attorney was.
Let me handle this, Norton. Look here, mister. You're after something. What is it?
Now you're talking sense.
You say you've got Bennett on your side.
Bennett told me all I need to know about you two, but I'm willing to let both of you out of this with a clean slate.
What do you mean?
I can collect from the men who helped you put over shoddy goods at high prices on the school department.
What are you one of those people?
What do you think?
I'm not thinking. I want to know from you. What are you after?
There are a lot of things money can't buy. Favors, for example. Protection.
Protection? So that's why you've been able to avoid capture by the police.
Perhaps. Now speak up.
You two have been in collusion with someone in the city hall, and I want to know who it is.
What do we get for telling?
The promise that I won't tell the law where to find the two men on the front lawn. The chance to bring them in here and hide them until they recover consciousness. Then put them where the law won't find them.
Well, I don't know.
Those two will squeal, Sanders. You know they will. And Bennett will identify them as the men who attacked him. And there's a lot Bennett can tell. A lot he didn't tell Britt Reed when he was working for the Sentinel.
Hmm. You win. The man you want is named Potter.
The name doesn't mean anything.
He's on the school board. He juggled bids, so I got the order, and he caused records to disappear from the files.
So Potter's your name, eh? I want proof of what you say.
You've got his name. What more do you want?
Do you think Potter will give me what I want unless I can produce evidence that will expose him? Talk sense.
Well,
you keep records, Sanders. You've got something you're holding over Norton's head. Where is it?
Now, look here.
You look here. The police are looking for those men in front. I can tip them off.
I want to think this over. I don't want
All right. Think it over while I call the police and tell them where to find your pals.
No, put down that phone.
No, don't call. Here's the evidence you want. This notebook.
Operator, tell the police the Green Hornet is here.
Put down that phone.
Hang up.
Paul Norton's cottage, Lakeshore Drive.
Why, you...
Want it rough, eh?
Look out, Sanders.
Let's do it this way.
I'll show you.
That takes care of him. Now it's your turn, Norton.
No.
I'll use this gun on you.
No, no, please don't. We gave you what you wanted. Call the police. You broke your promise.
How does it feel to have a promise broken? What about the promises you've made? Promises to veterans who fought for you and all your money.
I'll take that gun.
Take it. Too bad he attacks so soon. I had a lot more to say to him. Well, I'll have to say through the columns of the Sentinel. Give me a hand, kiddo. Drag these two inside so the police will have everything at once.
Yes, sir.
Can you manage that one?
Can do.
Just dump him on the floor with Norton, Sanders, and this crook.
There.
Police, let's get out of here.
They come fast.
There's a car nearby when the radio flash went out.
Car right here.
In you go. Let's go home.
And Reed, I was at cop's headquarters when the squad car brought all four of these guys in. Suffering snatched them with a field day.
Did you call the story to the Sentinel?
Sure, but let me tell you. The cops not only got Norton and Sanders and these two hoodlums, they got a notebook full of evidence against Potter of the school board.
Great.
The whole racket is blown sky high. One of the reasons Norton didn't want men working for him too long was because they might get wind of his dealings. But now the whole thing is smashed. All but the Green Hornet.
How is he involved?
I can't figure it out. He's either in it all the way or not at all.
Well, we won't worry about that, Axford. And tell Joe Bennett to come back to work.
These copyrighted dramas originate in Detroit, and all characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious. Al Neal speaking. Now here's a special program note. If it's Morgan, it's original. And tomorrow night, Henry Morgan will bring you his original comedy program over this ABC station. Be sure to listen. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.